can't sleep, trapped in my own mind. Anxiety. Drowning in the darkness, just can't see the light.
Depression.
Doubtful, insecure, can I really do this?
Imposter syndrome.
I'm alone, unloved, just feel invisible.
That's loneliness.
We're not therapists, but we need one.
Hello, and welcome to We're Not Therapists,
But We Need One.
The podcast where we have honest and vulnerable conversations about our mental health with one another.
I'm Jay.
And I'm Anthony, and neither of us are therapists.
But we're trying to help ourselves and each other by sharing our experiences and feelings.
In this show, we'll deep dive into topics like anxiety, depression,
self-esteem, trauma, and more.
We'll talk about how they affect us,
how we cope,
and what we've learned along the way.
We're not doing this to bash or blame anyone,
especially our families, who may have contributed to our mental health challenges.
We're doing this to heal and grow,
and hopefully inspire others who can relate and open your mind to your own healing.
We also want to warn you that this show may contain some sensitive and triggering content.
We'll be talking about personal and painful things that happen to us and how they still affect us to this day.
If you're not comfortable with that, or if you feel like you need professional help,
this show may not be for you. But
if you're ready to join us on this journey of self-discovery and self-improvement, we're glad to have you.
We're not experts, but we're honest and we're not alone. Now, let's start the timer. Jay, how do you feel today?
Well, I'm still alive after all that red meat that I ate years ago and it gave me thick blood.
Got that thick blood. You got thick skin and thick blood.
And I'm kidding.
I was like, and what? And then it clicked because I still have runner brain today.
No. I'm really good. I am halfway through my little apple tart that I started on last week's episode. And I'm just waiting for the crust to cool so I can design it and get the fuck in the oven. How about you?
I'm doing great. The sauce on the Spam is finally starting to thicken up and adhere. So we're almost ready. The rice is done. So we're almost ready to make onigiri. I've got my seaweed diced up to where I can wrap it. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, well, we've been doing homemade sushi more recently. So I just happen to have things.
You know, I've never made that myself. And I need to because I love sushi. Which is weird, because years ago I didn't.
I love sushi. And there's just little things that you can do to life. Like, one thing, if you're worried about the quality of the meat, instead of doing, like, raw salmon, maybe just do smoked salmon, because we do that.
Well, that's smart, though.
Yeah. You can do, when you talk about sushi grade, what they really mean is, like, a previously frozen fish, and not frozen in your freezer at home. Boys and girls, that is not cold enough. It needs to get to like -4. But generally, previously frozen fish that you can buy from a store that's sold in like the bags and stuff, usually that's, you know, quality enough that you can do it. Just has to be cold enough to kill off any parasites that might be in there.
Yeah, which that's certainly what I'm concerned about.
Yep. But actually, the FDA actually has written regulations on it. So it's a fun little interesting read if it's something you're interested in doing.
Huh.
Yeah. To replace all that red meat that thickened your blood. So did she actually like cut you off of the red meat?
So she didn't cut me off, but she did start making more chicken meals.
Oh. Well, now his blood's full of eggs.
Because ghosts, there's ghosts in his blood.
Ghosts in his blood.
Because, like we had red meat. And Mom's like, well, I can't let it go to waste. You know, it can't be in the freezer just burning forever. But
I mean, it can. It just won't be awesome when you take it out.
You know, we would eat on some of that ground beef for like months, if not a couple years. And like looking back, that was some burnt ass red meat.
Yeah, I think if you, like, I don't know. It's got to be, like, completely airtight for it to be okay.
Yeah, oh, yeah, and all it is wrapped in tape and butcher paper.
Yeah. Which, I mean, you know, sealer bags were not as prevalent back then by any means. Like, not
Ooh, God, no.
as accessible.
What, do you think we were fancy with a sealer?
I didn't even know what that was until I was way later, like in my 30s.
It's shit like that. I just was like, oh, you have to be rich.
I assumed. It's funny looking back on the people that I thought were rich when I was a kid and me being like, oh, you weren't rich at all. We were just poor by comparison.
Yeah, I did the same thing. I was like, you weren't rich at all. You just had central heat and air.
Ooh. So we did generally have central heat and air where I was growing up. And
yeah,
I
we
will
didn't.
Say that. Yeah. I do remember living with my great grandma for a little while, and we didn't have central heat and air. We had window units for everything.
Yeah. We had a window unit that was built into the wall rather than taking up window space.
Hey, listen, you got to do what
you
got to do.
That was part of a remodel. And then we had a propane stove that was in the middle of the living room. Well, not the middle, but like middle of the house, which was the corner of the living room.
Right.
And because, to be fair, this house that we lived in when up until I was 12, almost 13, it was built in 1895. And all it was a 4-room square house. Living, kitchen, dining. Well, sorry. Living room, kitchen and dining, bath and laundry, bedroom. And so you could just like go in a circle. Then right when I was about one and they bought it, they added on 2 bedrooms, which became the master and my room. But
it's wild to me to think about people adding on to their houses, because like it was just a foreign concept to me until I was like much later in life. And like Joe lived in a house in West Virginia that his parents added on to create more space.
Yeah.
It was just crazy to me.
Well, we lived in the country, so that was nice. In town, I don't know how people do it.
Oh, God. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like there are way too many, like, regulations. Like, when you live in the country, you just sort of do whatever the fuck you want.
Oh, my God, yeah. Like, I remember I had HOAs that were critical in my neighborhood about building a shed. I didn't check with them. I just built one, but...
Yeah, fuck them.
I think
HOAs.
The only time they do it is if you cause issues or if you build something, like, excessive.
Oh, like a she shed?
Yeah, like it's taller than the house. Like it looks out of place. You're supposed to have like matching roof shingles and all, and I was like, whatever.
I feel like an HOA is just a really great way to bland up the neighborhood.
Oh, 100%. Like all our houses at my old neighborhood look exactly like.
So annoying. I don't like it. It's very upsetting to me.
Very upsetting. But
very upsetting.
It's hard to get in a decent neighborhood that doesn't have an HOA. Like sometimes you can do it, but
yeah. But I think I don't know. It's one of those things that I wish we could abolish HOAs.
Well, it's like, because they're kind of a how do I explain it? They're a lawless court. They are not structured by standard laws, and they can be as stupid as they want and get by with it. Because they're a governing body.
Which is so crazy. Because, like, you basically have to decide when you're buying a house if you can deal with that HOA.
Yeah, pretty much. And you have no clue.
Yeah, and you don't get a choice. And that's so crazy to me. Because I'm just like, if I buy a house and that land is mine, you should have no say over what I do on it.
I don't know. In some sense, I'm getting to the point where I'm like, do we ever really own anything? Because...
Nope, not in America.
No, because I'm taxed on my land, I'm taxed on my property, and if I don't pay that stuff, it gets repossessed from me.
Yeah.
Well, not repossessed, it gets taken over, technically. It's not a repossession, but...
Not really repossessed, it's more of a very possessed. And then sold.
It's more of a poltergeist.
This isn't really a possession, you know. It's a very different situation. God, yeah, that we're talking, of course, about moving to Minneapolis within a year or so, and that is the one thing right now that is stressing me out, because we don't have an HOA And it's such, I love it. I love that we don't have an HOA.
Yeah.
I don't like the idea of my neighbors telling me what to do.
It's not even your neighbors. It's like three chaotic people who have a control issue most of the time.
Yeah, exactly. Who haven't gone to therapy for it, and instead they run the HOA.
Yeah, they were always kind of beat up as a kid. So now as adults, they are bullies because they're getting revenge on their miserable childhoods.
Maybe I should look into running an HOA.
No, I was like, hold on.
Hang on. No, I just got hot instead.
I was like, we should move in the same neighborhood and like run our own HOA and be like the mean gays.
Oh my God. That also is one of those things where I don't understand when gays get mean with people, because I'm just like, haven't we suffered enough?
Oh my God. I know. I want to be like, stop, because you're making us you're making us look bad when we're just trying to, you know.
And that is not to say, like, you can be as flamboyant as you want. Paint your nails any fucking color. Pierce yourself wherever the hell you want. Wear a shirt that says, come dumpster, and all in glitter.
Be as fucking gay as you want. I don't care. Just stop being mean to people.
Don't be mean. Unless it's the right people. You know who I'm talking about.
Unless they deserve it.
Exactly.
That's a completely different story. But if you're just like a snarky, mean, literal gay to people just because I've been that way before. So I'm not like stating this as in I'm so perfect. But man, like, it's so annoying. So annoying.
Going out of your way to be mean sort of mentality where being bitchy and mean and trying to do it to, I guess, make people like you or endear them to you in a way. And not the people you're being mean to, but the people you're talking to.
Yeah.
And
I think it's a sense of establishing dominance in a sense.
In a way it is. I think it's, you're trying to give yourself, I don't know, social clout in a way, I guess. Like, prove that you are better than other people by putting them down.
I think a lot of it, which I could relate to this, because this explained me for a while. I think a lot of it relates to the fact that it's almost like a preemptive attack.
Yeah.
If you're snarky up front, then maybe they'll leave you alone and not bully you.
I could see that. Because there was a time that I got, like, really bitchy.
Yeah, not same.
Quite to your level of bitchy, but, you know, bitchy for me.
No,
yeah.
Kidding.
No, but it was a moment, and it was really funny, because, like, I say it's really funny. I say that as, like, a weird phrase, and I gotta stop
doing it. No. I get it.
But during that time in my life, I ended up, like, alienating my best friend. And for months, and it fucked me up for a minute, because I thought I was being funny, but I was just being mean.
Oh my gosh, that actually kind of strays me down a path of something I've realized recently. So my parents are bullies. They just don't see themselves that way. And one of my examples is, years and years ago, they had some friends that they would go out to dinner with, like, weekly. And mom was always super critical of the wife. She was like, ugh, she's so dumb, stuff like that. But the husband was really, like, my stepdad's friend, and that's how they met and all that jazz. Well, so mom thought this other one was stupid, and every time she did something or said something that mom considered stupid, she was there on the prowl, ready to call her out on it. And I guess the lady got mad at her and they quit hanging out. And mom's like, ooh, she just needs to get tough skin. Like, you know, people need to toughen up and deal with it. And like, back then I was like, yeah, you're totally right. And now, like, as an adult, I'm like, oh no, you were a bully. You shouldn't have to define. People shouldn't have to define what they can tolerate based on what your opinions are. Like, if you think people should be tough, define tough.
Yeah, tough in this situation is just, like, being able to withstand you being an awful person unapologetically. Yeah. And you not having any sort of social grace or tact. And that is not, you're not making it seem like, to me, you are not making it seem like that person is weak. You're making me think that you are weak because you are incapable of practicing decorum.
Yeah. Which now it's funny. Like, I see it that way and like, ugh, I really want to call it out, but. But I'm waiting for the certain moment, just like, oh, you're going to appreciate this. I don't think I told you. Maybe I did. So I think I told you part of this. The other day, mom called and she was talking about how they're putting a brand new Verizon tower really close to them. And so soon they're going to cancel their home phone.
Nice.
And I immediately went, oh, perfect. Then I said, then you can take back over your cell phones. Yay. I'll start the transfer soon. Like, I didn't give them choices. I was just like, that's it. This is what's happening. So randomly, yesterday, I missed a call. Well, I didn't really miss a call. I just ignored it because I was getting ready for the Thunder game and I didn't want to talk.
But, right, as one does.
Got a voicemail and it said, hey, instead of transferring it to us, just transfer the entire phone plan into our name. And we'll take care of yours because you've paid for ours for so long. And I laughed because when I listened to that voicemail, I was like, abso-fucking-lutely not.
That sounds like something I'm not going to do.
I am not going down that path because that is exactly where you're going to use something against me in the future.
Yeah, nope, no thank you. That's funny, though, because that seems like something that she would do.
Oh, yeah. Like, it was just like, oh, it's our turn. We owe you. And I'm like, nope. No, you don't.
No.
I'm basically just going to be like, all right. So I have multiple business lines and an iPad. So no.
Yeah. So I'm going to have to pivot on this. I was going to do onigiri, but I'm just going to throw this all together as one thing because the rice isn't sticky enough. This has happened to me twice recently that I didn't make the rice sticky enough.
Oh, no. Not sticky rice.
Well, it's fine. Whatever.
Yeah.
Now it's just a different kind of snack.
Well,
less work.
I have never made one of these apple tarts, so I don't really know how well it's going to turn out. But I'm trying to do the really... I'm trying to do the really pretty like apple design,
or
the rose design.
So that's funny enough. I probably am a lot more confident in my ability to make a tart than I am to get this rice right.
I'm not a good rice expert. That's for sure.
I'm trying to get better at it because I've made sushi rice a few times at this point, and it's been correct until the last time I did it.
Actually, I take that back. Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine. I was just going to say, I'm just trying to, like, I feel like whenever I make something wrong, it breaks my confidence in a way.
Yep. Why do you think I suck at pie crusts? So, I did change to doing, I don't do quick rice anymore, and that made a huge difference in my quality.
Oh, instant rice?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this is... Man, that's good though. The flavors are great. Just fucking not sticky enough. Well, you know, you win some, you lose some.
You win some, you lose some.
I'm trying not to have a mental breakdown in the podcast.
Now's not the time for Minty B. We're trying to tell people not to have them.
Yeah, I know. Oh god. Well, I mean, at least I know what I'm having for dinner now. A little bit of this, some furikake seasoning.
I didn't want to figure out dinner, so I was walking by the deli section as I was buying apples, and I went, you know what? We're going to get these chicky strips.
I have leftover chicken pesto pasta I made last night.
Oh, hell yeah. That also sounds delicious.
I'm going to throw some furikake seasoning in here.
I cannot hear anything but bukkake.
I know. I think about it too every time I say for a coffee, but
it's just so every good, time it hits the ear wrong.
Don't say you made a porn. You know what's funny is Ricky got his eye out. He had a nucleation done on his eye. because he had a tumor. And so it was pressing up against him in a way that was causing him to have a light migraine 24/7.
Poor guy.
You never know, because Ricky is a trooper, so he's never going to, like, tell you that, he's never going to react in a way that you're going to know that he's actually
what. I feel like that's Reggie.
And so anyways, we got his eye out, and we just got his cone off the other day. He got his sutures out day before yesterday. And this has been an inlet for my mom to try to, like, call me a lot. She called me on Sunday. Yeah. She called me yesterday. She just called me a little bit ago before we started recording. I didn't answer yesterday, and I didn't answer today, because I need to give her a friendly reminder that phone calls are not an everyday thing. Because she will if I let her. And so it's those little things, the little gateways where they can get into your life. It's also the same reason why I never take anything from my parents unless they just give it to me.
Yeah, I don't ask even then I'm super, super concerned about taking it, because there's always, and I don't even, honestly, I don't think they intentionally, like, have a plan to be like, I'm going to use this against him in the future.
No, of course not.
I think they genuinely, like, are just like, yeah, this is going to be nice. And maybe they subconsciously are like, hey, this is a moment, though, that in the future we can use this.
I think it is a mentality that they sort of developed growing up. Again, generational thing. Where everything is sort of a quid pro quo.
Yes. Because this, they would use it for me to, they would use it for me to show up more often.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, I need you to know that that's not going to happen.
Right. Nobody judge me for getting something out of the sink. It's fine. Oh, nothing.
I ain't judging you on air, at least.
You can judge me. It's fine. You don't count as a person.
Sorry. That took me a couple seconds, but it sunk in.
But, yeah, so I think it's those little things where parents will find inlets into your life, and, like, it's like they use it as a substitute for actually talking to you about your life.
Yeah,
because digging into the real details of your life is too uncomfortable for them.
Well, yeah. I have not told my parents that I've changed a job. They ask me. I know. They ask me, like, how's work? And I'm just like, busy. I do the same thing every time, because I'm like, you don't actually ask details about my life, so I'm not going to just, like, give it to you anymore.
Yeah, I think that's the thing, is, like, all the information that my parents had about me was sort of volunteered by me.
Yes.
And I don't know, it's like a thing where I'm like, well, why can't you ever ask what's going on in my life? Because what it was is, you'd say, how are you? And I'd be like, oh, you know, I'm good. I've got this going on and this going on and this going on. And again, I don't think this is like on their part, specifically my parents. I'm not speaking for yours. A lack of love thing. But it's a very difficult time translating what love is in reality.
Yeah. And I love how you clarified that. That was too funny now that I know what you're saying.
You gotta make sure that you know.
This doesn't relate to you, Jay.
I just meant, it's like, I didn't want you to think that sometimes I can relate things to other people by relating them to myself.
Oh, no, and, I get it.
And it can kind of wash out people's own, not misery or suffering, but their own, you know.
I'm glad you recognize my misery.
You're welcome. The words are not coming very well this evening.
I am loving. I'm here for it.
Oh, God. Like, anyways. I think it is their way of like trying to show interest, but like they have a very difficult time articulating it like I'm having this evening.
Oh man, my apples are falling apart and I need them to just survive a little bit longer.
Hey, this is Tracy. I'm making a little more sauce for mine so I can eat it like just a whole fucking tossed together dish, actually. They come out in veggies to this. Hell yeah.
I am. Oh gosh, this center part is just not going to be pretty, I don't think. I thought I had it, but. Oh, maybe these will work.
But, yeah, I don't know. I'm glad, I'm proud of you for getting them off of your plan, because that's. When we did that for my parents, huge weight off my back.
Oh man, it is. I've been debating on when to do it because I just didn't want to be like, oh, by the way, fuck off. But well, I also really wanted to do that really bad.
It was a moment for us because we were going to change from Verizon to T-Mobile so we could save a lot of money because they have a really cheap military plan. And so
yeah.
I was like, well, I will take advantage of that.
Why not? Yeah.
Yeah. And honestly, if I don't get great service everywhere, I actually don't give a fuck.
The obsession with
how sad
the obsession with always being connected as an adult is just like, no, nah, that's okay.
Nope, I don't care at all. Actually, I hope I'm not most of the time.
I want to see your map. Does it have a lot of blotches on it? Because I want those white
spaces. If I'm on a road trip, I want to know that I'm going to have to download something beforehand to listen to on the way. I need to know that I'm not going to be connected. I want people to leave me alone. I brought my smartwatch with me to go on my run earlier, and I haven't brought it for forever. I have an Apple Watch that I just haven't worn in ages. So I was like, you know, you're getting back in the gym, you're getting back into working out. You ought to track your progress, like, at least. And I got, like, two notifications immediately as I started running, and I was like, oh, fuck this fucking thing. I hate it. I wish it was dead. I don't want to track anything anymore.
I will say that is, I'm really getting good at turning off those notifications now.
Well, I put it on Do Not Disturb.
Yeah.
Immediately. But it was just in my head. I was like, I just fucking hate notifications. I don't know what it is. I think my brain still lives in Verizon land where I was trying to tackle every fucking notification because we lived
you
in
had
a world
to.
Under my boss that like, missing the wrong notification meant you missed the most important thing.
Oh, of course.
But we couldn't streamline a process for putting anything anywhere. We couldn't prioritize things via email or text message or group me. We couldn't say, like, if I put it in here, it's high priority. If I put it here, it's not very high priority. It was just a smattering of whatever she was thinking at the time.
Uh-huh.
And drove me insane. So, anyways, I still live there.
I get it. Yeah. Well, and I realized at my last job, like, how much they, well, my rose is crooked, but how much they obsessed over, like, responding
hey,
immediately.
You're top.
How much they expected you to respond immediately to everything. And it kind of built a, like, I don't know, a reaction in me where I just felt like I was obligated.
Yeah.
And, well, now, like, I'm like, no.
I don't do it. I'll make people wait sometimes on purpose, even if I'm not.
Same. Well, I mean, I also have realized how much I just enjoy disconnecting. I mean, Sunday.
Yeah.
Sunday was my disconnect day where I was kind of in a sour mood that day, too.
I will ignore my phone for a whole day.
Yeah.
Specifically because I don't want to be connected.
That was pretty much my Sunday. And it was glorious. I'll do it over and over again because it's just fucking needed sometimes. God.
So nice. Disconnecting from everything. I love it. It makes me want to do a trip back up to Estes Park and just get into the mountains and get away and not have to think about people for like 3 days.
Yeah.
Because I'm getting to where I hate people. I like persons. I hate people.
Same.
But I think it's also, again, that constant air of fascism and living in Oklahoma and just knowing, like, the general politics of people that are around you and having that, like, be a thing. And I don't know, that does stress me out.
I get it. Okay, this rose is kind of giving up, but...
Oh, I'm going to send you a picture of one that I did that was like that. I was like, the apple tart.
I messed it up some, but...
Oh, no.
It's the first time I've ever done that, so...
It's pretty. It's cute. It looks good, Jay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to do the one where it's a whole bunch of roses in it, but I want to start with this one first.
That's the one that I did whenever I did my first apple tart was that. And honestly, any other apple tart I've ever done has been that too, because I also am a low effort human being.
Okay, so I'm supposed to melt jam.
Marmalade. Well, we've got about 30 seconds left. So do you have any last words for the listeners?
Love yourself.
I mean, you know, different podcast, but I think it's apropos for this one. So
I hope you enjoy this. You can message us at nopenottherapists@gmail.com. Or is that we're not therapists? What did I do it under?
It's nope, not therapists.
That's right. Because, nope, not therapists.
Yeah. So.
And so if you like it or have questions on what you want to hear us talk about, you can do that because we've kind of transitioned
almost any topic. Yeah,
we're just kind of talking about our lives at the moment, and we started cooking to enjoy this a little bit more.
It's like multitasking.
Alexa, stop. Yeah, and so I don't know, I've enjoyed it this way, so we're still adjusting to our sound. So
I'm going to figure out a way to not move my entire rig in here one day.
Yeah, I was like, we tried last time with my phone, but we're learning. So learn with us.
Learn, grow from love.
From love.
All right.
See you all next session. Bye, listeners.
And we're out of time. Thank you for joining us today on our show. As you can see, therapy is not always easy, but it can be very rewarding and healing.
If you want to follow our journey and see how we progress, tune in next episode for the continuation of We're Not Therapists, But We Need One.
Join us on our socials, TikTok, Facebook, Threads, and Instagram, and email us at nopenottherapists@gmail.com.
That's nopenottherapists@gmail.com.
We would love to hear your thoughts on our journey or any questions you have that we can help answer. Until then,
stay safe.
Mental health is a serious and important issue that affects millions of people around the world.
If you or someone you know is struggling with depression, anxiety, trauma, or have any other mental health conditions, you're not alone, and there is help available.
You don't have to suffer in silence or feel ashamed of your feelings.
There are many resources and support networks that can help you cope and heal.
Here are just a few.
The Crisis Text Line, which is a 24/7 service that connects you to trained crisis counselors who can help you with any type of emotional crisis. You can text HOME to 741-741 in the US or Canada, or 85258 in the UK, or 50808 in Ireland. You can also visit crisistextline.org for more information.
The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, which is a 24/7 service that provides free and confidential support for people in distress, as well as prevention and crisis resources. You can call them at 1-800-273-8255 or chat online at suicidepreventionlifeline.org.
The Headspace app, which is a meditation and mindfulness app that can help you reduce stress, improve your mood, and enhance your well-being. The app offers guided meditations, breathing exercises, sleep sounds, and other tools that can help you relax and cope with your emotions. You can download the app for free and try it for 10 days or subscribe for unlimited access to all features. You can find the app on the App Store or Google Play or visit headspace.com for more information.
These are just some of the resources that we have found helpful, but there are many more out there that can suit your needs or preferences. The most important thing is to reach out for help when you need it, and to know that you are not alone. Mental health is not a weakness, but a strength, and taking care of it is one of the best things you can do for yourself and your loved ones. Until next time,